We are continuing our Shu'urim on Binyan Ariel. We are on page Kuf Mem Dalet, 144. Actually, in the middle of a shtick of Ein Gimel. And let's continue from here. We're discussing over here about the three Bechinas of the Tzelem, the Tzadi, and the Lamed, and the Mem. Let's continue. The last paragraph on 144, Kuf Mem Dalet. אולם עדיין צריך ביאור כי הרי כאשר זה קיבל המוחים לצד את צלם שלו מאימה when Zah was mekabel the shefa, remember he always receives the shefa from the part which is above him, which is ima, or we call it tvuna, and particularly it's called the shefa which is called the tzadi of the tzelem, hem hispashtu בתוך המלבושים, בתוך הנעים, ושליש תפארת שלה. It's going to come via, the tzadi is going to come via her נעים. קבע עלה, ונגדל עזה, להלביש על האימא, על החזה שלה. So Zah is going to grow now, and be מלביש on top of the נעים of אימא. וימכה, מעטם, אין שום מקום פנוי כדי שיתפשטו ועמדו שם שלושה שליש תפארת ונעים חדשים דאמא. Now as we know that Ima is going to allocate her netzach hod yisod malchut over to Zah. The question would be then where is her new nahi going to be placed? And there's no room for it. And came hechanam yamdu. כי לא יתוכן בשום פנים, בשום אופן, שתשרה אימה חסירה מנעים. It's not possible to say that she's not going to grow her nai. She has to grow. The question is, where is it going to be? לכן נתקן הדבר באופן זה, שהשליש שתחתון חדש תפאר דימה בחינת האור שבתוך והקיים שלו חנה על גבי ראש זה ונעשה עליה בחינת קטע יקחי שלו שבתוכו שחושי המוחים לקטע דזה והם חוכם הבין וחסד עם גבוש על הקטע דזה ויורד שליש שתפאר נעל סביב הקקפתא דזה ונכנס בראש של זה בתוך עובי גוף התפארת של אמא ונעשה אליו שליש תפארת אמא כקטע הקוטר את ראשו הסביב ובחינת כדרת מוח שמקיף הסביב ומורחים לזה שבתוכם ואילו אילו הנעים החדשנימה נתפשטו באחורי רשע דזה והגיע התפשטות עד חזה דזה מאחוריו. So he says the new nahi, what's going to happen is that the lowest part of her tiferet is going to go hovering above his head, which is then going to become the keter of Zeampin. Her netzah hod yesodu malchut of hers is going to be on the back of his head, neck, down to halfway down his back. I will see exactly what that does. That's actually a protection for Leia. We don't want the chitzonim to be yoni too much, so therefore, that's why Ima is there to protect Zah and Leia from any negative influences. Hine gam na'im el elu achadashim d'ima nechshavim kemeshech haketer d'zah. And this extension of the Naim, which is flowing down the back of Zah, it's also an extension of the Keter de Zah. V'emsod halivonit v'achivalti shepochrei reshet de Zah besof besod ha'orev. These are the part and parcel of Zah's hairs. V'hem hemshech ha'keter de Zah. V'gam hem be'atzmam תשלום גוף פרצוף אימה בחינת השליש תפארת הנעים שלה המשל משלימים אותה מחדש לעשר ספירות. So it has two purposes. It has a purpose of completing the עשר ספירות of Zah, specifically the Keter of Zah, and as well it's a completion of the Netzach Hod Yesod of Malchut which she had originally given over to Zah. והרי נתבררו שתי בחינות ראשונות הנ"ל. חדה, שצד את הצלם הוא האורות דזה. והלבושים קרים משליש תפארת עיניים דאימה, שיש הישנים, שנעשו עצם מעצום הבוסו בסוף של זעם. So the first bechina is the naya yeshanim, the old nai. That becomes part and parcel of za. So the or is his and the kirim are hers. Shniat, and the second bechina of this nai is called the nai chadashim. Sheket zahu mitiferet chadash minayim chadashim deimam v'chonim aruhosh mitzpashitim v'aruchah v'ad chazit za. And the new Nahi is going to be spashed on the back of Zah, and that's going to be part and parcel of his Keter. Keter Zeh, Boshum Chelek Mishel Zah, Ela Kulo Bechinas Ha'or, Shebetoch Ma'akedim Shelo, Hu Shel Imam, Hu Verak Nika Keter Zah, Kivan Shechol Ne Al Gabel Roshum Mispashtut, Misaviv Ha'kifur Kemo Keter, ויראות מספשת גם באורות מאחוריו עד חזה שלו, אבל כולו בכנס עם הכנעה שהם הם שליש תפאר נעים החדשים שאלה המשלימים אותם לעשר ספירות. So this second בכנע is different from the first בכנע. The first בכנע is that the kelim belong to her, but the mochim belong to him here. The nai chadashim, which make his keter, all belong to her. The kelim belong to her, and the mochim belong to her. והנה, מעל קטר דצד יצא למנל, עומד משך הפרצוף אימא. שהוא, כך בעד חגת שלה. Now, on top of the צדי is what we call her כך בעד חגת, שבתוך המתלם שהוא המן ללמד יצא למנל. That's going to go now to the next level, the higher level, we talked about the צדי. Now we're talking about the men ללמד. That's going to be a kach bat chaga. Bechinat elu em kivam shem akivim deza. En mitlam shem betoch. Malachin gam ha'orot kach bat chaga. De ima nishar betoch betocham belo chashash. Mitam shem zeh vezeh nibayer. Gam bechinat shlishit mem. Vitzad nitzalam shem ha'orot deza ve'ima yachta ve'elu akirim shelahem kach bat chaga de ima belva. So the mem and the lamed, there's no question over that. Both the kelim and the or belong to her. That's going to be a kach bat chaga. Over the page, Kuf Mem Vav. Vehine, kol ma shebi'arnu legabe parsof ima huadin legabe abba, shave b'shave, mamash b'kol hapartim, ki leolam anei de abba v'ibn nichnasim yachad b'tor hazah, v'mem shnei tzalami mochim d'zah. So whenever we speak about ima, you have to know the same thing applies to abba. V'ol tzirich amnu l'odiyah, shema shebi'arnu kan, hu b'chlalut shnei parsof abba v'ima, olam, פרטות כבר ביאנו שפרצוף אבא ואבא מתחלקים לארבע פרצוף שהם אבא ואמא אליים יעשות ממנו מובן שכל הכתוב כאן שער גם ביעשות כאשר הם נידונים כפרצוף בפני עצמו ואין נכלל באבא ואמא. So you have to know that not only we're talking about when we speak about Ima, we're talking about Abba. When we talk about Abba ואמא, you know we have to talk, we are same thing applies to Yisos Abba and Tvuna. Okay, next point. Ayin Dalit. New point. Sod shnei tzalmei mochin de abba v'ima v'sod chiluf anaseh b'nehem. This is a concept called chiluf that we're going to explain. It's a very important concept that comes off often. V'hine, kol ma shezachanu le'el odot b'chinat tzalmei mochim shenimshachim kol lim chamesh b'chinot kol tzamek. Everything that we spoke about comes in a derech b'kol tzamek. Me'abba v'ima le'zam. נכון בזה הוא כאשר כבר הזכרנו לאל זו לעולם המוחים נמשך משני צלמים שהם אבא ואמא והוא הוא כי אי אפשר להעלות ברורים להמשיך מרום מרום המעלות כוח התיקון שהוא תשלום הבחינות בן אומה אם אורות הנערן חירו אור אינסוף בתוכם אלא על ידי זיווג פרצוף המיליונים שהרי על ידי זיווג של פרצופים מתחברים ומזדווגים המים נוגבים של בורים העולים למטה מלמתקן להתתקן עם המים דדוחין של אור התיקון הבא למעלה על ידי התחברות והתמזגות זו נתקנים המוחים נמשכים לפרצוף זה מזה. Now we know the whole purpose of life is to bring out the Mayim Nuchim, the Mayim Nukvim, and to eventually bring the Mayim Duchim. But it's not as simple as that. What we have to do actually is make a zivu between the Mayim Nukvim and Mayim Duchim, which is usually represented by a zivu of Ab, the Ab, and Ab, the Sag. And that's the point he's trying to make over here. The only way to move Shefa is Alidei Zivu. V'ineh mitbaya lefi zeh, דקשה אבא ואמא ממשיכים מוחים לזום על ידי זיווגם. Again, the emphasis is the way you can move shefas only at the zivugam. Have shnei tzalim in the mochim. Tzalim de aba, tzalim de ima. Or b'kol echad v'hem, yes, and kol pratiya b'chinat kol tzalim and nizkarim. So what are you moving exactly? What's the shefa that you're moving? The shefa you're moving is called the tzalim. It's called the tzalim ha'mochim, which is called the tzalim de aba, tzalim de ima. Because aba is giving his tipa, and ima is giving her tipa to mishtatav in order to make the vlad, as we see in our world. Abba includes in him right side and left side, which is termed as ma'uben. Remember that definition. Ma means right, ben means left. So even by father, he has a right side and left side. וכן אם הכלו לה ממה הוא בן, וכיוון שנוגבה, לכן חילקה, החלוקה הוא, חתיה השמאלי דבינה דבמה, ושש תחנון דבינה דבן. Okay, those are just details in what makes Abba and Ima. So therefore, Abba will have a ma'u ben, that means the right and left side, and Ima will have a ma'u ben, right and left side, which is called ma'u ben. באופן שבאזו אבא הכולל, המלביש לצד ימין דרך אמפי, נעשה ונתקע ממה דמה או מה דמה. So therefore, we look at Abba grafting onto his parsuf, which is called the parsuf ארך אמפי, that means ארך אמפי is the right and left as well. So on the ma side of Arif is be grafting on Abba. And remember, Abba has a ma'un ben. שאין זכור כדי ma'un ben. ולעומתו, on the other side, parsuf אמא כולל מלביש לצד שמאל דרך אמפי, אמא will be on the left-hand side. נעשה ונתגם בין דמה ובין דבן שהם נקבות דמה ובין. Now it sounds a little bit complicated, but I'm just going to go over again just to remember this terminology that he's using over here. So we use in the English language, we use the terminology of right and left. So even in the right, you have the right of the right and the right of the left, and on the left hand side you can also subdivide it by the right of the left and the left of the left. So that's what he's doing in this terminology. It's called, let us start with the part of Abba. Abba has a right and left, which is called Ma'u Ben. He is generally called being on the right hand side, so therefore he has the right of the right, and he has the right of his left. When we speak about the part of his Ima, it's the inverse. She is considered to be Bechlal, left side. She's always on the left-hand side. Therefore, she's going to be subdivided into the left of her right, which is called Ben Dema, and the left of the left, which is called Ben Deben. So I just repeat one more time. Abba is going to be called, Abba is going to have two sides of him, which is called Ma Dema and Ma Deben, and Ima is going to be called Ben Dema and Ben Deben. We're going to need that information because we're going to do a chil of them, because we're interchange of our forces in order to achieve our result of the vlad, the right proportion of into the vlad. Lachen beizdaveg Abba v'Ima, when Abba v'Ima make a zivug v'nim shelchot ha'ptipot shalem, therefore Abba will bring his tipa and Ima will bring her tipa into the equation. Tipa daba hi, and what is this tipa made out of? It's made out of the ma'adema and the ma de ben. Again, here's the right and left side, so it's ma de ma and ma de ben. Tipa de ima yi, and tipa of ima, who she's contributing to the equation, is going to be a ben de ma and ben de ben. Olam, besod zivug, mitzavigot umidchalefot atipot avavim. That's the concept we want to get to now. That besides doing a zivug, that means a combination of kohot, combining the male kohot and the female kohot, we're going to do what's called a concept called chiluf. That means part of his tipa is going to interchange with part of her tipa. We'll see exactly which part. V'hu ki chatya smoli the tipas abba shu ma deben. So on the right, the left hand side of abba, which we called ma deben, nase chatya yimani tipat ima is now going to become the right again. His left hand side will become her right hand side, and guess what? Her right hand side is going to become his left hand side. V'chati ayimani, in the right hand side, the tipat ima, shu ben dima, nasi chati smoli, the tipat abba. Okay? So his left hand side becomes her right side, and her right side becomes his left hand side. Ba'ofen, that comes out, shil achat zivug, v'hit chalfut, after the zivug and after the interchange, as tiba abaye, therefore tipa is gonna, the abba's tipa is gonna have a new compound. It's gonna be called ma of the ma and the ma of the ben. So I repeat, it's ma of the ma and the ben of the ma, the ben of the ma. Shem shnei chatzayim yemeni the shnei tipot abba v'ima, because abba is gonna take both right hand sides because he's primarily right sided. Tipat ima hi ata, and tipa also, the tipa of ima is also going to change her name. It's going to be ben, it's going to be a ma de ben, and also a ben de ben. Shem shnei chatzayim esmoli, the shnei tipot da abba v'ima. She's going to take both left hand sides. Her left hand side she keeps for herself. That doesn't interchange with anything. But her right hand side is going to interchange with abba's left hand side. This is a general chiluf and klali. So it depends where we're making the chiluf. If we make a chiluf in the partuf of Abba keneged Imam, it's as we explained. But if you're making a chiluf in Abba himself, because again, you can look at Abba as an Abba v'Imam himself, because he has a right hand side. You can see that the right hand side of Abba is Abba. And the left hand side of Abba, you can consider that to be his Imam. So in Abba, you have an Abba v'Ima. So if you have an Abba v'Ima, you're going to have to make a chiluf prati, individual. And therefore, the process will be the opposite, which is, v'hu shetipat Abba shelifnei chiluf hu ma uben dema, because beforehand, it's going to be a madem, ma uben dema, ki Abba prati kulo ma, v'tipat ima hi ma uben deben, ki ima apratit hu kula miben. So interesting enough, it's going to come out to be the opposite result, depending what we're focusing on, in the prati or in the klali. Therefore, what comes out of this? This comes out that these two tsalmei amochim, the abba mima, which make the two tipot, toch, they're going to go inside of za, toch amochim shelo, into the mochim, to his head. There's no difference between the gadlut and katnut. They're all going to go into za, into honor, to form him correctly. That's the whole point of this redesign of the partsufim, to collect the forces of ma together on the right hand side, collect the forces of ben on the left hand side, and therefore when everything is misudah in order, then they can finally go into za and build za. Okay, very good. Let's continue. Now we're on page Kuf Mem Chet 144. A new point. Pirush inyan mochim and niskarim besifre mikubalim. Ot ein hei. Hine. Mashi nimsa tadir bikitve ariza. What we often find in the Kitei Ariza, says the author, שהשפע של התיקון הנמשך לפרצופים זה מזה נקרא תמיד בשם מוחים. We see often this concept, מוחים, מוחים. What is this מוחים? No, this is מוחים, this is a standard שפע that comes down to זה. וטעם לזה הוא, כי שישה קצוות זה אין בחינת גופו. נתקים תמיד על ידי המוחים דעיבור, ונקרא נמשכים לזה על ידי זיווק תדיר דאבא ואימא. So Abba, we're going to split into Zah, we're going to split into two different parts. We're going to split the lower part, which we're going to call the Vak, and the higher part of Zah, we're going to call the Gal, basically the head and the body. So when you're focusing your attention and your kavana in order to grow Zah's body, you have to understand that that's going to come via the pasufim of Abba v'Ima in a form of Ibo v'Yinika. That means the lower stages of development. So again, we're splitting up the parts into a gar and a vak. The gar is going to get shefa, what's called in the stage of gadlut. When he grows 13 years and one day, that's when he's going to start being receiving his gar, shefa the gar. And then in the earlier stages, like before 13 years, he's going to be receiving what's called the shefa the katnut. That's going to go to his vak. Ulam zehu bepnimiut asifirot shem orot. So this everything we spoke about dafka in the pinimut of the orot, therefore we consider that not, we count in our cheshbon keter velo dad. But chitzoniyot hasfirot shem kelim sham anu monim dad velo keter. When we speak about the chitzoniyot of the parsuf, we consider that as our primary focus and not keter. לכן, על הרוב נזכר עם המוחים שהם חבד, מה שנקרא עם תלת מוחים, ושחוכם הבין הדעת, זו בכללות, בפחתות הם ארבע מוחים, והם דעת להיות עשוי מהתקללותם של חוכמה ובינה, והרי חוכמה היא שורש חסד, נותנת זה לדעת חסדים, ובינה היא שורש הדינים, ונותנת זה לדעת גבורות, לכן נחשב הדעת כשני מוחים. כל זאת, חסדים גבוהות אלו של הדעת, בהתחברם אחד, הם נקראים דעת אחד. לכן עולם הדעת הוא מכריע בין חוכמה בינה, וכוח חסדים גבוהות שבו, שהם כוחות נמשכים מחוכמה ובינה. So what does he say? He said very simply that in every parzuf you have three spheres called חוכמה בינה דעת. But really, in actuality, there are actually four, because in the da'at, it's subsequent to the chasadim, the da'at, and the gvod, the da'at. So it comes out, you have chokhmah, bina, that's number one and two. Chasadim, the da'at, gvod, that's three and four. Where the chasadim, the da'at come from? They come from the tamsis of the chokhmah, and the gvod, the da'at, comes from the tamsis of the bina. וזה הרי לן שהפרטות יש להם ארבע שחושי המוחים, שהם חוכמה, בינה, וחסדים, גבוד, ושבקטר. חן אבא מוחים עצמם הם חוכמה בינה וחסדים גבוהות שבמוחים שמסך הכל שמונה מוחים. So he's making a lot of different chulukim, it's quite simple, but what he's saying over here is that you have the kelim, you have the mochim, you have four kelim, you have the shrosh ha-mochim, which you have four over there, and also you have the well, he counted as three originally, and then you have the mochim, which are inside the kelim shrosh ha-mochim. And also then you have the actual mochim, and then you have the kelim over there, and you have also the mochim over there. So besides the kol, you have eight altogether. But generally it's called mochim shlosha mochim. You only have three. We don't count all these different details. Which is called the chabad. We don't usually count because it's up and up and above. It's not really part of the parts of the harihu. Usually considered to be as the parts which is on top of it. לכן המוחים הנקראים תדיר בזוהר בכתבי אריזה שהם בשם שלושה ראשונות. הרעילם מזה שהמוחים השפע זה שלוש ראשונות וזה המפין ונמשרם באבא ואימא כדי שישתלם לעשר ספירות. So where the cover comes also from the parts of המילה. אלא that's חבא, זה כאן come from אבא ואימא. into za ve'agam shebechalot mochim hem bechinat chabad har yivratut hem mitchalakim le'esse sfirot ve'hem chokhma bin chokhma chesed netza kav yamin bina gvoah hod which is kav small and that tefilat yisod which is malchut kav emtzai which is basically called the chachan baga and dati right calf, left calf, and middle calf. V'chein beizn itkanes amochim mitoch zar em mispashtim mitoch es esfot v'kelim shelo merosh lat raglav kol zeh hem betzelem demochim de'aba hem betzelem demochim de'imas. Again, whatever we speak about imos, speak about amas. Really, there's two tifas over here, bringing out like 20 svot into zar. Okay, next shtickle over here, which is called Kinisa on page Kuf Mem Tet 149. The next point is Ayin Vav 76. Kinisa the mochin the abba minu toch teisha sviro de za, but often gidu al kinu shel za, liyot teisha kilim chabad chagat nai. So this is going to go into detail now, into bringing in the mochim into za. Okay, I see it's a little bit of a long shtickle, so we're going to stop it here, Hashem, and we will continue next time. Okay, good.